there, welcome back. I'm Regina Swarren. Thank you so much for joining me. This is Sunday, guys. I hope you all are well. This is my second podcast for the day. The last podcast was pretty dark, and some of my podcasts are dark, but the story gotta be told. And it was one of my most requested stories, can you believe that? People want to hear the story of the death of my brother, Nathaniel, and he was just one of my brothers. I have several brothers. Two of them are still living, of course. But Nathaniel was one of my older brothers, and go check the story out. I hope it inspires someone to make their lives better somehow. I want to speak today on, should you fast for another person? Fasting on behalf of another person. That's the name of this podcast. Contact me at swarrenregina@gmail.com. Now that's a question I want to pose to you. When the Lord speaks to your spirit to fast on the behalf of another person, would you do it? Because we all know that fasting is not something that's easy. Whether you're home or whether you're working, fasting is, God's really got to tell you to do that. And you really got to have the willpower and the motivation to do it. And you got to be under that anointing to do it. Because it's not easy. You're going without your food and you're just drinking water. And that's the way I say do it if you're going to do it. But fasting for another person, how do you feel about that? That's a question that I'm posing to people because on several occasions, God spoke to my spirit to fast for certain people. One time, two times particularly, it's happened several times, but two times He's asked me to do that. And just recently, I just come off of a little short fast, 3 days and nights, you know, just water or whatever. But no sooner than I finished that fast, wasn't quite done with it. I was, you know, drinking my little juice and things, trying to get the body back in normal. And then He spoke to my heart to fast for one of my sisters, going to fast for her. Now, of course, me not eating for 3 days, you know, I had to make sure that that was the Lord's Spirit speaking to me. And it was His Spirit. He said, I want you to fast for da-da-da. I'm not going to give her a name. I'm not going to put a name out there. He said, fast. I want you to fast for da-da-da. And I was like, and I really thought about it for a minute. All I could think about was, I'm getting myself together. I'm drinking my juices. I'm getting myself prepared to start back to eating solid food. And, you know, because I do work or whatever. So, he spoke to my spirit to fast for this particular sister. Now, this is the second time the Lord has spoken to my spirit, and I've told her this before. I don't know how important she thinks that is, but the Lord has spoken to my spirit before to do that. And I have to obey the spirit of the Lord, unfortunately. I can't go off of how I'm feeling, or if I feel a little weak, or what have you. I have to go off of God's spirit when He speaks to my heart. And I don't know why. I've seen visions and dreams about this particular sister, a lot of them. Some I've shared with her and some I haven't shared with her. I've shared maybe 3 or 4 dreams, but I haven't shared all the dreams that the Lord has shown me. And sometimes when God shows me people, I'm like, I wonder why He's showing me these people. They don't want to hear me. They don't want, some of these people don't want to hear what I have to say. It's all, she dreamed about me. Some people would say, well, see, you're having trouble. Well, you're the one need the dream. You're the one having the trouble. And sometimes I question, and I know God don't like you to question Him, but I'm like, God, are you sure? And this last fast that God sent me to do for this particular sister, this was the second time. And of course I did ask Him, Lord, are you really sure? What are you trying to tell me here? What are you trying to say? But I repented for questioning God, and then I went on the fast for her. I'm telling you because it's after the fact. I'm not saying we're going to go on the fast next week, everybody. No, this is after the fact. because I don't like people to know when I'm fasting. That's between me and God. But I did it. I did it. God brought me through. I did some extra days with the one that I had just come off of, and I did it accordingly. God saw my how determined I was and my obedience, because the Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. So I obeyed God and not sacrificed to eat or whatever. I obeyed Him. And sometimes when God wants to show you something, especially if you're fasting, He will show you during the fast, before the fast, during the fast, or after the fast. And mind you, He had been showing me a lot of things before the fast. I thought He would show me during the fast what He wanted me to know, but He showed me after the fast. I shared it with this particular sister and told her what the Lord had showed me. And since then, I've had some very troubling war dreams that I haven't shared with her. Now, God haven't spoke to my heart to share those with her. I'm not going to. But I shared the ones with her that He advised me to, that I was fasting for. I think if the Lord speaks to your heart, no matter what He asks you to do, you should do it. Because again, obedience is better than sacrifice. I was obedient in fasting for my sister, and I don't know why. I don't know what's going on in her life. I'm not that close to her to know. We've been talking a little bit here and there, but I had to obey God. I obeyed God for two reasons. Because I love the Lord, and of course I love my sister. I told her what the Lord showed me in the vision after I went on the fast. So I'm hoping and praying that she's just there on a watch. I don't know what it's for. I don't know what it's about. Again, I don't know what goes on in her life, so I don't know. I just hope that she's there on a watch. Stay on her watch. Because it's something to that dream. It was a part one, part two, part three. And it was strange. In the fourth vision, with that one dream after that fast, in the dream was my sister who passed away, Laura, whom I was close to, my dad who's passed away, my mom was in the dream, and I saw another family member. That is weird to me. I don't like that. I love that they was in the dream and visit me, but the fact that all of them was in the dream after fast. So I was obedient in doing it, and I thank God that I was obedient in fasting on behalf of my sister. You know, it was not easy, guys. It was not easy because I had some days off when I was fasting for myself. I had to go back to work, and I deal with a lot of things at work, a lot of toxic things. But God took me through that fast for my sister. I had to do what God asked me to do and be obedient what He told me to do. I just hope that dream I share it with her, I do hope that she take it to heart. So should you fast for another person if God tell you to? If God tell you. If He don't tell you, of course not. But if He tell you and you know He told you, you better do it. There's a reason. I'm Regina Swern. Thank you so much for listening. You can contact me at swernregina@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you.